Well, on such a unique Sunday, which is almost but not yet Christmas, it seemed appropriate that I would write a homily in a unique way, in verse. For 'twas the day before Christmas in 2023, when confusion arose as to what feast there would be. There's no mistaking the manger by the choir, and yet Father still donned his purple attire. For even though Advent and its hours are waning, there's no sense cutting corners, much less complaining. Mom says, "Don't get your church clothes dirty, for there's little I can do when the masses that you need them are not one, but two." For wouldn't it be easier, Father, to make a declaration? In a year such as this, there will be one celebration. But let's take a moment to consider what would be if other celebrations were cut from four to three. If the Beatles were just a trio, would they have gone as far as they did when they were Lennon and McCartney and Harrison and Starr? And something just wouldn't be the same if the home run derby became the triple derby before the All-Star game. And if you want fast and short and soon and now, perhaps you fail to see that a certain team wouldn't have won the Super Bowl if the quarters ended at three. But when the angel came to Mary and greeted full of grace, she knew that it would be 9 months before she saw the child's face. She didn't ask for six or seven, but said, "Thy will be done." And her fiat was a model as she waited for God, her son. Perhaps our greatest weakness in this present day is that we don't know how to wait for what will come our way. The value of waiting seems to have been lost in our time. After all, who wants to be patient? Just finish the rhyme, right? We want Christmas in October and strawberries in December. Instant oatmeal and instant messaging is all that I remember. But instant gratification becomes a poverty indeed when getting what we want now becomes our newest creed. To spend money before we have it, not sure we ever will. Just to buy the newest gadget or to have the newest thrill. I want baptism without classes. I want a response today by three. But why does your failure to prepare become an emergency for me? And if I can't wait till marriage to give myself to you, will I be a patient husband when true sacrifice is due? Or even if a sickness should hamper your golden years, don't believe the lie that cutting it short will remove the tears and fears. Even the catechism, in a rhyme I did not write, gives us perfect poetry to bring the point to light. It says, quote, "The coming of God's Son to earth is an event of such immensity that God willed to prepare for it over centuries." Could we not say that Mary's wait to see her newborn child only served to increase her love, already meek and mild? You see, if you have to wait for something that you'd rather have right away, you're forced to grow in patience with each passing day. So don't lament a double Eucharist or masses back to back. It may just be that what they give is precisely what you lack. Be grateful for that which doesn't come at your desired time and date. Perhaps Mary's gift to you is to show you how to wait.